In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Come over and help us. Let's ask an important question. How is love born? Because we are celebrating the Christmas, the born of Christ. Christ God is love. But how love is born? I mean with the question that sometimes I feel I cannot love these people. I'm pushing myself to love them. I'm just doing my duty as a servant. But how can I love them? Love is born in the heart like Christ was born. In his letter, the first letter of John, he said, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So, in order to say that love is born inside your heart, this is very much related to this word, abide in him. If you are coming near to Christ, you will love everyone. Saint John definitely loved all people because he was very much attached to Christ. Saint John the Chrysostom, Zehebilfam, said that John was a very good friend to Saint Peter, the intimate friend of Saint Peter. Although, you know, Saint Peter was not in his age, he was much older. But he could find out from the book of Acts that they were serving together most of the time. So John loved Saint Peter so much. Although Peter denied Christ, although Peter was the man of speeches, the man of miracles, but John loved him so much because he can love anyone and he can never focus on himself. He is denying himself. So, who abides in love abides in God. If you love everyone, you are now in God. And if you are into Christ, you can love everyone. Another good verse coming in the words of St. Paul, Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. So as if love is pouring on our hearts, coming from above, by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So with the Holy Spirit we can love people. So it's not easy, by the way, to love. It's not easy. It's not easy to love your enemy. Never easy to love foreigners. It's not easy to love people very much different than you. But it's not related to the people, it's related to your heart. What's inside? What's in your heart? The Holy Spirit will fill your heart with love in spite of all problems. We have to remind ourselves all the time, and we keep saying more and more, the power of evangelism is through love. We do not have any other power. In order to change people, in order to affect countries, the only power we have is love. We don't have money, we don't have science more than them, we don't have programs, we are not more smart than any of them, but all what we have is the Holy Spirit inside our heart, and this means that we are full of love. Also, Virgin Mary, Saint Mary, the one who took the Holy Spirit inside her womb, and she was the mother of Christ, and love came out of her because she carried God, she carried love inside her heart. That's why in our Orthodox theology, we believe that Saint Mary is praying for the whole world. Even if the whole world ignores Saint Mary, or deny God, but Saint Mary is the mother of people, the mother of all lands. I was very happy when China team told me that the Christians in China called her Mother of China. So she is the real mother of everyone. Although these people killed her son, these people were standing all their life against her. And many people, you know, mocking her, يَسْخَرُ مِنْهَا. But Saint Mary cannot but love everyone. In the Gospel of Saint Luke, the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." So this is very much specific to Saint Mary. But by the way, let's put the idea inside us. If the Holy Spirit come upon you, and the power of the Highest overshadow you, your heart will be full of love. So love is not something you push by your hand, but love is a gift from God. In one case, if you are filled with the Spirit, if you are always in a state of prayer, in this way you can love anyone. You know, there are three specific channels to love. First of all, loving God or enjoy God's love. The second channel is to fill your heart with love is humbleness. The third channel is to be filled with love is purity. I'll give you three ideas about the three words, because these are the only channels, I think, to gain love inside your heart. Love is a blessing that is given to a heart like Mary's. Love is a gift. First of all, the satisfaction through God's love. If you are living, enjoying your life with God's love, you can easily love people. You know, Saint John said it once in a good way. We are not the ones who loved God, but He loved us. This means that he enjoyed his love many years. And because he accepted this love, he could love him back. And he could love anyone. Again, in his letter, he said, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. So, He is the one who loved us, and He made the redemption for us. Again, on the same chapter, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." So, the power of loving others is related to how much you accept God's love. I'll tell you one thing. I could see many of you are not in a state of receiving God's love. They do not accept God's forgiveness. They do not believe that God is loving them so much. They are not believing enough in this. That's why their heart is very, you know, very tight. They cannot love people enough, because they do not believe in His love. If you believe that God loves you so much and He is always loving you, and He will love you till the end, whatever you do and whatever you are, in this case you can love people and overcome many weaknesses in your heart. Saint Paul had the same experience. Saint Paul was a very fanatic man, by the way. And fanatic men hate people, by the way. They cannot love anyone. But Saint Paul, after many years, his heart was full of love to all pagans, all Jews, everyone. What kind of transformation happened? He said in Galatians, "The Son of God who loved me." It's maybe the only verse which he put "me." He always saying that God loves us. But in this verse, he put it clearly. I can see it. I can taste it. He loved me personally. So he said, "Who loved me and gave himself for me." If you feel this meaning, if you touch the meaning, if you are satisfied with this, you can easily go and love others. So in order to fill your heart with love, first of all, please enjoy God's love. Think much of how much He loves you. Enjoy and accept His forgiveness. Enjoy and accept His providence, His caring, His gifts. To choose the divine love every day in prayers. When you stand for prayer, just imagine God is happy listening to you. He is happy accepting your prayer. Also, when it comes to repentance, He is always happy giving forgiveness. In daily life, the care and attention, in responding to whatever request, in intervening in your problems and your details, in touches, you can see, you can feel the touches of Christ all day long. Also, the very nice words we are praying daily kept us, took pity on us, brought us to this hour. Satartana, a'antana, hafaztana, qabil. Kulli kelma min dol means a lot. Also, to enjoy God's love, we need to reflect more and think much of His caring on the cross. His redemption is the sign of His love. His pains, His sufferings speaks out loudly about His love. So when you put the cross before your eyes, you can never forget that He loves you so much. In response, He may ask you one time saying, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." So this first love usually related to accepting God's love. This is the first love. Saint Peter was very much touched by Christ when he went in his boat deep in the sea just to fill his boat with fish to please him. He was very much touched. He loved Christ because Christ loved him so much. How much you are caring for me. You are busy to please me with the fish after all this sermon, after all these gifts. Again, in the Psalm of David, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands." The days of old means when I first accepted God's love, when I experienced His love, when I felt His hand and His touch. This is the key to love God more and to love people more. In Jeremiah, "Said the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal." Mahabbat khidbatuki. It's always the same. In engagement period, the voltage of love is high between the couple. But after marriage, usually there is no voltage at all. But he is saying, "The love of your betrothal when you went after me in the wilderness." He was speaking about the people of Israel who went after him in Sinai, and they were happy in the early days following him. But after some time, they started making problems. The second channel to fill your heart with love, which we all need in our service, is being humble, is having the virtue of humility, tawadu'. Saint Mary was very humble, and that's the exact words she said, "For he had regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." She considered herself very little, and by this she accepted the gift of God, and she was full of the Holy Spirit and full of love. Also, his friend, the commonest friend of Jesus, the Lord, John the Baptist, he said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." These words expressing the meanings of humility. Saint Mary could see herself the lowest, then John could see himself decreasing, fading out. But both of them are very happy because they love God. So be humble so as to love. Just try to be humble. And always remind yourself, you cannot love this one, not because this one is bad, because you are not humble enough. Think this way. If you in any time feel that you cannot love this guy, don't go thinking because he is so and so. No, because you are not humble. That's it. That's simple. Because if you are humble enough, you can love all enemies. In order to get this humility, you need to work on obedience. Obedience is the key for humility. When you say Hadr, many times you are working on your pride. You are denying yourself. You are killing this sin inside your heart. Also, to be humble, give thanks more and more to God and to people. Appreciate all God's gifts and appreciate all God's work, all men's work. Just be always thanksgiving. Also, to be humble, learn to stay as disciple for your whole life. Even if you read many books, if you are an old servant, please stay as a young disciple for your whole life. This is another key to be humble. The last key is to repent. Continuous repentance is the key for humility. Those who are always focusing on their hearts and saying, Lord, have mercy, from their heart, and living a repentant life, they enjoy a humble heart. The last channel for filling our heart with love is purity. Again, Saint Mary was the perfect heart to accept this great gift because she was pure. Saint John the Evangelist of our today, he was a perfect heart to accept his special relation with the Lord because he was a pure heart. So if you have a pure heart, now you can easily love anyone. Your heart will be filled with the love of God to all people, to all nations. You know, in the events of Christmas, in the details of the Christmas, you can see Saint Joseph, the shepherd, the three wise men. These all were pure-hearted. That's why they enjoyed this event. Again, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we can see God in all people if we are pure-hearted. We can see God in the sick, in the poor, in the child, in the circumstances around, in the problems, in the Bible, in the church, in Abuna, in Akhuna. We can see God everywhere and in everyone if you have a pure heart. It's not the problem that God is not there. God is always there. God is always there. He is always around. But the problem with the heart, which is not pure, so we cannot see Him. Blessed are those who have a pure heart, so they can see God easily. Again, he said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will be by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Little children, one of its major meanings is to be pure as child. The little children are much purer than us. They have pure heart. So purify your heart to be able to love. As be humble to be able to love. As enjoy God's love to be able to love. Again, purify your heart to be able to love. If your heart is full of pride, you cannot love. If your heart is full of money, you cannot love. If your heart is full of achievements, you cannot love. But if it is pure for God, you can easily love everyone. So check yourself, please, on this. How much pure is your heart? And how many you cannot love? How many names in your life you cannot love? Love positively, not just accepting, but positive love. So we need to struggle with our senses, thoughts, feelings. If you struggle with the eyes, with the ears, with the words, with the feeling, with the thoughts, we need to purify our interior. So we need to pray and pray and pray in order to purify our heart. We need to give and give and give. Because you know the Lord said once that by giving, your heart will be purified. So it's another way for purification. Not only by praying, please God, purify my heart, but also by giving everything, your heart will be purified. And lastly, read and read and keep the Word of God, because the Word of God can also purify your heart. Again, let's summarize. We need the power of love in ourselves, much more than we have now. And we cannot fill our hearts with love unless we enjoy God's love. We need to enjoy it more, unless we are humble enough, unless we have pure-hearted. Glory to God. Amen.